これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では、聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は、音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。では始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1.
Look, this picture is from last spring.
What a beautiful garden.
Amazing, isn't it? And the skyscrapers in the distance.
Uh-huh. By the way, who's the woman beside you?
Listen again.
Look, this picture is from last spring.
What a beautiful garden.
Amazing, isn't it? And the skyscrapers in the distance.
Uh-huh. By the way, who's the woman beside you?
Question number 2.
Our bill is $85.
I have a $15 discount coupon.
Remember, Mom gave us $10. Let's use that as well.
Okay. And then we can split the rest.
Listen again.
Our bill is $85.
I have a $15 discount coupon.
Remember, Mom gave us $10. Let's use that as well.
Okay.And then we can split the rest.
Question number 3.
How's your new job?
Well, my boss is okay, and I don't spend much time commuting.
But I've heard you often work weekends.
Still, I enjoy being with my coworkers.
Listen again.
How's your new job?
Well, my boss is okay, and I don't spend much time commuting.
But I've heard you often work weekends.
Still, I enjoy being with my coworkers.
Question number 4.
Our shop recommends this new phone.
Is there anything cheaper?
The earlier model's out of stock, but will arrive soon. It's half the price.
Could you hold one for me?
Listen again.
Our shop recommends this new phone.
Is there anything cheaper?
The earlier model's out of stock, but will arrive soon. It's half the price.
Could you hold one for me?
Question number 5.
Let's go. The meeting will start soon.
We still have plenty of time. Doesn't the meeting start at 2?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Oh no! My watch is 20 minutes behind.
Listen again.
Let's go.The meeting will start soon.
We still have plenty of time. Doesn't the meeting start at 2?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Oh no! My watch is 20 minutes behind.
Question number 6.
Our survey shows the number of foreigners visiting our museum has been decreasing.
Especially from Europe.
But the number from Asia is on the rise.
At least that's good news.
Listen again.
Our survey shows the number of foreigners visiting our museum has been decreasing.
Especially from Europe.
But the number from Asia is on the rise.
At least that's good news.
これで第一問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第二問。第二問は問い7から問い13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 7.
Ah, Marcos, there you are.
I just came back from the store.
Did you get everything? How about the batteries?
Listen again.
Ah, Marcos, there you are.
I just came back from the store.
Did you get everything? How about the batteries?
Question number 8.
Ready to order?
No, not yet. Do you have any vegetarian meals?
They're on the second to the last page.
Listen again.
Ready to order?
No, not yet. Do you have any vegetarian meals?
They're on the second to the last page.
Question number 9.
What did you think of the drawing contest?
To be honest, I'm kind of surprised Hiroshi won.
Right. I thought Ayako had a good chance.
Listen again.
What did you think of the drawing contest?
To be honest, I'm kind of surprised Hiroshi won.
Right. I thought Ayako had a good chance.
Question number 10.
Grandpa, which runs faster, a lion or a tiger?
Well, which do you think is faster, Patty?
I'm asking because I don't know.
Listen again.
Grandpa, which runs faster, a lion or a tiger?
Well, which do you think is faster, Patty?
I'm asking because I don't know.
Question number 11.
Jane, how many copies do we need?
20 copies on white paper and twice as many on pink.
Okay, 20 on pink and 40 on white.
Listen again.
Jane, how many copies do we need?
20 copies on white paper and twice as many on pink.
Okay, 20 on pink and 40 on white.
Question number 12.
So, how was your geography class this term?
All right, Mom. It was fun, and I do like maps.
Do you think you'll get a good grade?
Listen again.
So, how was your geography class this term?
All right, Mom. It was fun.And I do like maps.
Do you think you'll get a good grade?
Question number 13.
Morning, Steve. Is something wrong?
I changed my computer password. Now I can't remember it.
I think you told me yesterday you'd changed it back to what it was before.
Listen again.
Morning, Steve. Is something wrong?
I changed my computer password. Now I can't remember it.
I think you told me yesterday you'd changed it back to what it was before.
これで第2問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A。第3問 A は問14から問16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 14.
What's for dinner tonight, Dad?
We have vegetables in the fridge for fried rice.
You're not going shopping? Then let's eat out.
It's pouring outside. I'd rather stay home.
What about the restaurant around the corner? I feel like curry.
Okay, they deliver, and I won't need to cook.
Listen again.
What's for dinner tonight, Dad?
We have vegetables in the fridge for fried rice.
You're not going shopping? Then let's eat out.
It's pouring outside. I'd rather stay home.
What about the restaurant around the corner? I feel like curry.
Okay, they deliver, and I won't need to cook.
Question number 15.
How many books can I borrow from the library?
Up to 4 at a time.
For how long?
2 weeks, but you can extend the period a week at a time if no one has requested the book.
Can I do it online?
Sure, but only once for online extensions.
Listen again.
How many books can I borrow from the library?
Up to 4 at a time.
For how long?
2 weeks, but you can extend the period a week at a time if no one has requested the book.
Can I do it online?
Sure, but only once for online extensions.
Question number 16.
Did you do the homework about interviewing someone you admire?
Yes. Who did you interview?
My aunt. She's a doctor. How about you?
My neighbor. He volunteers at an animal shelter.
Good for him. How long has he been doing that?
Oh, I'll have to ask him.
Listen again.
Did you do the homework about interviewing someone you admire?
Yes. Who did you interview?
My aunt. She's a doctor. How about you?
My neighbor. He volunteers at an animal shelter.
Good for him. How long has he been doing that?
Oh, I'll have to ask him.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問 B。第3問 B は問17から問19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問17から問19の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。 では始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19.
Okay, how about a cruise first?
Sounds great. It lasts an hour, so we could have lunch after that.
This restaurant looks good. It's probably 30 minutes or so from the pier. If we leave right after the cruise, we can get there around noon.
Perfect. There's a castle just north of it. What do you think?
Yeah. I was hoping we could take the kids here to feed the rabbits before heading to the hotel.
Okay. Let's visit the castle tomorrow then.
All right. Oh, there's apple picking. It's a shame it's too early in the year.
Don't forget, we need to be at the hotel by 5:30 for dinner.
Right. Look, how about stopping here? It's on the way from the zoo to the hotel. We could take our annual family photo there.
Maybe that's too much for one day.
I suppose. Let's do that tomorrow afternoon.
Listen again.
Okay, how about a cruise first?
Sounds great. It lasts an hour, so we could have lunch after that.
This restaurant looks good. It's probably 30 minutes or so from the pier. If we leave right after the cruise, we can get there around noon.
Perfect. There's a castle just north of it. What do you think?
Yeah. I was hoping we could take the kids here to feed the rabbits before heading to the hotel.
Okay. Let's visit the castle tomorrow then.
All right. Oh, there's apple picking. It's a shame it's too early in the year.
Don't forget, we need to be at the hotel by 5:30 for dinner.
Right. Look, how about stopping here? It's on the way from the zoo to the hotel. We could take our annual family photo there.
Maybe that's too much for one day.
I suppose. Let's do that tomorrow afternoon.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は問20から問22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問20から問22の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22.
When I was an exchange student in Japan over 20 years ago, I lived in a dormitory. It was an unforgettable, transforming experience.Several things bothered me during that time, though. Learning Japanese, performing dorm duties, and obeying dorm rules were especially troublesome. For example, there was a curfew, which meant we had to return no later than 10 in the evening. One of the duties was cleaning the floors and the bathroom. I wouldn't have minded, but it had to be done before everyone else got up.Telephone duty was another annoying responsibility. Mobile phones weren't available back then. Amazingly, the only phone was on the first floor, and we took turns answering it. I knew having a phone in each room was too costly, but surely a phone on each floor would have been reasonable. Many of these duties and rules felt like burdens to me.Although it was a huge challenge communicating in a foreign language and dealing with these obstacles, it turned out to be beneficial for me. It forced me to improve my language ability and adapt very quickly. I realize now that overcoming these difficulties helped me grow up and become a more responsible person.
Listen again.
When I was an exchange student in Japan over 20 years ago, I lived in a dormitory. It was an unforgettable, transforming experience. Several things bothered me during that time, though. Learning Japanese, performing dorm duties, and obeying dorm rules were especially troublesome. For example, there was a curfew, which meant we had to return no later than 10 in the evening. One of the duties was cleaning the floors and the bathroom. I wouldn't have minded, but it had to be done before everyone else got up. Telephone duty was another annoying responsibility. Mobile phones weren't available back then. Amazingly, the only phone was on the first floor, and we took turns answering it. I knew having a phone in each room was too costly, but surely a phone on each floor would have been reasonable. Many of these duties and rules felt like burdens to me. Although it was a huge challenge communicating in a foreign language and dealing with these obstacles, it turned out to be beneficial for me. It forced me to improve my language ability and adapt very quickly. I realize now that overcoming these difficulties helped me grow up and become a more responsible person.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を一つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. The International Programs Office has asked us to put together a booklet for students going abroad. Since all of us have studied abroad, they think our suggestions will help other students get ready. Justin, what do you think we should include?
Well, Tokiko, we need to focus on practical items first. For instance, sometimes it takes a while to get passports and visas. We could suggest they start that process early. Also, they'll need a health check and travel insurance. Karen, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cultural aspects. Don't they need to know some history or study about the society and learn the local customs long before they leave? Maybe they should consider these things in order to choose a country of destination.
That's right, Karen. Preparing to live there has to come first. Also, what they pack in their suitcases depends a lot on where they go. That's a really fun part, deciding what to take. In my experience, I was glad I took light clothing I could wear in layers, rather than heavy winter clothes.
Okay, but there are still other things to do before you actually pack. What about airline tickets? Getting tickets early can save money, and there'll be more choices of dates. So I think that also needs to be on the list.
That's true, Justin. But you really shouldn't buy tickets until you're sure you have permission to live there. Oh, I know what else we could do. Maybe we can include short essays or personal stories about our experiences and host families. It might help students get mentally prepared.
That's an option. Well, we're getting there, but we still have a long way to go.
Listen again.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. The International Programs Office has asked us to put together a booklet for students going abroad. Since all of us have studied abroad, they think our suggestions will help other students get ready. Justin, what do you think we should include?
Well, Tokiko, we need to focus on practical items first. For instance, sometimes it takes a while to get passports and visas. We could suggest they start that process early. Also, they'll need a health check and travel insurance. Karen, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cultural aspects. Don't they need to know some history or study about the society and learn the local customs long before they leave? Maybe they should consider these things in order to choose a country of destination.
That's right, Karen. Preparing to live there has to come first. Also, what they pack in their suitcases depends a lot on where they go. That's a really fun part, deciding what to take. In my experience, I was glad I took light clothing I could wear in layers, rather than heavy winter clothes.
Okay, but there are still other things to do before you actually pack. What about airline tickets? Getting tickets early can save money, and there'll be more choices of dates. So I think that also needs to be on the list.
That's true, Justin. But you really shouldn't buy tickets until you're sure you have permission to live there. Oh, I know what else we could do. Maybe we can include short essays or personal stories about our experiences and host families. It might help students get mentally prepared.
That's an option. Well, we're getting there, but we still have a long way to go.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答やめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。